There's not a lot to celebrate these days in Afghanistan, but there is one thing. Last month, a young Afghan athlete won the country's first ever Olympic medal. Rahula Nikpai took home the bronze in Taekwondo, and now he's a national hero. Derek Stoffel tells his story.
Afghanistan sent only four athletes to the Beijing Games. Rahula Nikpai was one of them, a shy 21-year-old from the Afghan capital, Kabul. He walked onto the Taekwondo mat and stunned almost everyone by beating the Taekwondo world record holder and taking home a bronze. As soon as I won, I was overcome by emotion, Nikpai says. I couldn't help but cry. I was so happy to win my country's first medal. His victory was more than a decade in the making. When he was just 10, he wandered into a Taekwondo club in Kabul with his brother. Soon, the coaches saw that Nikpai was good at the sport, which is popular in Afghanistan. So Nikpai began to train hard. It was his way, he says, of escaping the daily rigors of a country mired in conflict. It wasn't easy, though. The national Taekwondo team had hardly any money for international competitions. They didn't even have a gymnasium to practice in, so Nikpai had to train outdoors. Now that he's won Afghanistan's first and only Olympic medal, he's treated as a national hero at home. Thousands of Afghans recently flooded the streets of Kabul when Nikpai returned from Beijing. They danced as Nikpai was hoisted onto a float and driven through the capital. Afghans finally had something to celebrate. It's a happy day, not just for the athletes, but for all of Afghanistan, says this man who came out to the country's national stadium. Nikpai says he hopes his Olympic win will inspire his country. I hope this medal will bring solidarity to the people of Afghanistan, he says, so that we can all have one aim, to bring peace to Afghanistan. Nikpai says he'd like to see more young Afghans take up sports rather than guns. The Afghan government is paying attention. President Hamid Karzai personally congratulated Nikpai, and he's offered him a house paid for by the government. Sporting officials here hope the government will also provide help for other Afghan athletes. Rabani Rabani heads the Afghan Taekwondo Federation.
I hope this result to be a best subject for the future of Afghanistan sports, to provide more facility for the athletes to be ready for the next Olympic Games, 2012 London Olympic Games.
Rahula Nikpai says he's already thinking about those games. He says he wants to win a silver, or better yet, a gold. And he hopes in 4 years' time, he's not the only Afghan who makes it to the medal podium. For the world, I'm Derek Stoffel in Kandahar.